Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from Pastor Jessica Roth.
But we are studying about the Holy Spirit. We had done this series right before the COVID-19 started. I think we had three sessions. I want to say there were about three or four sessions. I'm not quite sure. And then last week, Pastor Sue killed it with the Holy Spirit. He is a person. He is real. Like, I hope that was a revelation to you on the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to pick it up that the Holy Spirit is our best friend. How many of you would love to have a best friend who is like a God? God in three in one. The Trinity wants to be your best friend. How cool is that? Like, I don't know about you, but I am satisfied that God wants to be that close with me. And so many times we can dabble into the Holy Spirit. We hear the Holy Spirit talked about, but yet some churches don't enhance the definition of who the Holy Spirit is. But I believe this, when we stop talking about the Holy Spirit, it panics my heart. And what do you mean? Why are you worrying, Pastor Jess? Because it makes me sad that we're not equipping the body of Christ with the third part of the Trinity. When we choose not to talk about God, which is the Holy Spirit, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then we are choosing not to talk about who God is. And we say, oh yeah, he's here or he was here, but I'm here to tell you today that the Holy Spirit is alive, he is well, he is working, he has not left with the last apostle. If you've been taught that, let me help you reteach yourself. You've got to reteach yourself some things you've been taught that have been wrong. And I stand in this pulpit boldly and say, that is wrong theology. Because Jesus Christ gave us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is working on the inside of us. And I know that I'm probably like one of those no persons. Number one, I'm a woman in a pulpit. That's like a no thing. Number two, now I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. That's a no thing in the body of Christ. You go, if you've only come to this church, you're going, really? I didn't even know that. Absolutely. You can find the churches out there that won't address these things or speak against them. But we in this church are going to teach you the whole word of God, every count of the word of God. We are not going to pick apart and remove things. We are going to teach you all of it. And so the Holy Spirit put on my heart that you need to know who he is so that you can be empowered to go out into the highways and into the byways and to overtake the things that the enemy is laying out in front of us. That is including coronavirus. That's including feeling so isolated that you've lost your friends, you've lost your marriages. I've had so many conversations with people saying, when this stupid thing is over, I'm divorcing my husband. What? I mean, we have allowed the enemy to steal and take so much from us. And I'm here to tell you today that there's a Holy Spirit at work going, stop it, girlfriend. I'm your best friend. I am your comforter. I am the one that will guide you and direct you. I need you to press into me today. I don't need you to turn your brain off. I don't need you to step aside and walk away. I need you to step in and I need you to listen and perk up. Because God has a word for us today. It's going to change us. If you grab a hold of the message today, I'm telling you right now, your life will be changed forever and you will never be the same again. No one will ever be able to take you off the path of righteousness. Nobody will ever be able to have you or coerce you off of the step of what God says. You know, we closed our doors when this coronavirus thing started, but I'm here to tell you again, we will not close our doors again because we were duped. And I'm telling you right now that God is in control and he's either God or he's not. And I will stand and I will never shut my doors so that people will not hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because this world is dying. It's screwed up. It's falling apart. Satan is wreaking havoc. And the church of God better stand up. We better know who we are. We better take on the Holy Spirit. And we better walk this thing out because we are the light of this world. And so, girls, if you say, why is she so feisty? Because I have been fighting a good fight of faith for 4 months. The devil has taken so much from me. So much. That I'm here, that I'm telling you my sword is out, my shield is up. I am pissed off. I'm pissed off. And the devil, I'm coming after you, Satan, because I got Jesus on my side, because I'm full of dunamis power, because I know who the Holy Spirit is living on the inside of me. I know what God has spoken over this world and over this nation, and I will no longer sit down and let him take over your lives or the lives of the people that I serve. So if you want a pastor that's going to lay down and say, well, let's just keep coddling everything going on, you can find another church. And all you got to do is click off right now. But if you want someone to tell you the truth, if you want someone to teach you the word of God, if you want someone to follow, I'm telling you right now, we are leading the charge. We're going after Satan because he tried it, but he does not win it. And so this is where we're going today. We're going to step into the Holy Spirit. We're going to find out who he is so that we can be equipped to go out and do what we're called to do. The Holy Spirit, our best friend. The Holy Spirit, my best friend. When the world leaves you, he doesn't. When they backstab you, he doesn't. When they see something that bugs your flesh and you cut them off, guess what? He doesn't. He never cuts you off. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. You can be in the most broken place. Maybe you've lost children. Maybe you've had a divorce. Maybe you've lost parents. Maybe there's been a major decrease in your life during this season as mine. But I'm here to tell you, one thing I can stand for sure is that the Holy Spirit, my best friend, has never left me in my saddest nights. He has never left me in my bleakest days. He has never let go of my hand through the charge. And he is leading me as he will lead you. He is not a respecter of persons, but he's after you today. And he loves you today. And he wants you to cling to him. And he wants you to know that he wants to be your friend. What? He wants to be my friend. Yes. The God of heaven and earth who breathed and oceans existed and the oceans stopped where the earth started. The God of heaven who, I keep thinking of Noah during this season. I don't know why. I just keep thinking of Noah and all of those animals on the ark. Only God could create that. Only God could put all of the animals without them eating each other and fighting and doing. Only God could do something like that. I keep thinking of Jonah not doing what God told him to do. And yet he got Jonah's attention by eating him up, but there was still mercy and grace in that. He could have just killed him. But God said, let me scare the crap out of you. And then you can throw you back up so you listen to what I'm saying right now. Don't be stupid. Don't make God have to do drastic things so that he can get your attention. You see, we live in a fallen world. But we have a Holy Spirit who wants to come and to sit with us. He wants to hang out with you. He wants to watch what you're watching. Yikes. Some of you are like, ugh. He wants to laugh at what you're laughing at. He wants to love your kids. He wants to love that your marriage is happy. Did you know when you walk it out the right way that the Holy Spirit is pleased? That our lives are a reflection of who he is. And so he is our best friend. He knows all about relationships. How many of you are like, I'm not good with relationships? I don't know. I'm wondering how good I am at this thing called relationship. I don't know about you, but I ask myself that like every week. And the Holy Spirit says, well, let me teach you because I am good with relationship. We can learn from him. The Holy Spirit wants what you have. What does that mean? That means that he created you. He loved you. He formed you. I'm a mom. And I have three amazing children. They have their good sides and they have their bad sides, but we all do, right? And no matter what they do, I will always love them. No matter where they take themselves down their life, I will always love them. I may not like their sin. I may not like the choices of their life, but I will never stop being their mom and I will never stop loving them. And here's the Holy Spirit going, I may not like where you're at right now, but I love you and I'm with you and I'm standing by your side and I'm interceding on your behalf. And I'm going to bat for you behind the scenes. And I know that you're in a broken place, but I'm here to hold your hand in these broken times. I know that this looks like a weary world, but I'm here to tell you that there's rejoicing in who I am, is what the Holy Spirit says. You see, there is joy in the morning. How is that possible? Because joy is not happiness. But the Holy Spirit can teach us how to find our joy in the most broken places. I lost my father-in-law. Few months ago, maybe April 14th, I just lost one of our family members. My mom had a dog named Linus, but I picked him, and Linus lived with me when my parents could not have him. So Linus was like my dog. Lost him two nights ago. It was like the topper on it for some reason. You know, you think these dogs, they don't get into your heart, but they do. They get into your heart. And it's just like one thing after loss. And I just said to the Lord, what? And he goes, just start celebrating for the good things. Start looking for the good things that you got. And that got me through learning how to deal with my father-in-law's death. Learning how to deal with Linus no longer being with us. I have to look at the good. I cannot look at the bad. I have to look at my God. I cannot look at what I see. I have to go to my best friend and say, I'm broken right now. He says, come on, come. Sit with me. Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Come to me, and I will sit with you, and I will cry with you, and I will mourn with you. Because that's who he is. And sometimes I think we think of the Holy Spirit as like, I don't know, a rushing wind. Which, totally, God can do all of that, and we've seen it. But he's not. He's a person. And he wants to be with you. He's not a cloud. He's not a thought. He's not a supernatural presence. No, he is God. And he is a person. And he loves you. And he was sent on this earth just for you. Wow. That means God in heaven, the one who created everything, thought of you and knew that you needed a best friend. How big is that? Let's dabble into what it means for what our life looks like with the friendship of the Holy Spirit. If he's our best friend, what are some of the benefits of having a best friend who's a God? Who is God? Come on, what are our benefits? Number one, you have power. What does that even mean, Pastor Jess? Well, let's go there. Acts 1:8. Turn with me to Acts 1:8. We're going to have a lot of scriptures today, but this is a Bible study. Can you guys hang? We're going to get into the word because I want the word to teach me. I don't want to just talk. I want to teach the word. Acts 1:8, it says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be a witness to me, this is Jesus, in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Wow. We will receive power. What does this power look like? We can live our lives supernaturally, not ordinary. I don't want to live an ordinary life. I don't want to live a life that just gets by. I don't want to live a life that people put boundaries on when God says, I never put those boundaries on your life. I actually have given you power to overcome and supersede boundaries. So why are you living within boundaries? You see, this power breaks through barriers that Satan sets up for us. This power is something that is bigger than you and it's bigger than me. It's the Holy Spirit working in us, bringing us power when we feel that we don't have any power to give. It's the Holy Spirit coming upon us and putting the power of God in us to speak what needs to be spoken, to lay hands on the sick and they will recover, to raise the dead from their graves. What if I told you that that power is working on the inside of you with a friendship with God? Whew. I would say, yes, I would like this friendship. I would like this power, please. But this power is called a dunamis power. Dunamis. It means energy. How many of you need some energy today? I just press into the dunamis power. Then it means might, great force, great ability. Some of you say, I'm not good enough. I'm just a little old me. I'm just this person living in wherever, whatever city you're from. And just being, I'm just a mom. I'm just somebody who's going to work every day. But I'm here to tell you the Holy Spirit doesn't see you as just anything except for his daughter, his friend, the one that he loves, that he's after every moment of every day, and that he wants to instill dunamis power through. You see, God wants us to work on this earth supernaturally, not just ordinary. And so our friendship with God will not be an ordinary friendship. Our best friend is not just anyone that will let us down one day, but he is a God that we can always rely on, always step into, always walk alongside of, always be used by. This is a God who is powerful and almighty. This is a God who knew you, who loves you, who created you, who says that you can because he can. He has given you his dunamis power because he's in friendship and a covenant with you. When you said yes to Jesus and you asked him to come and be the Lord and Savior of your life, there was a covenant that happened. You stepped in to something supernatural. You stepped into kingdom and you left your old man beside and you stepped into a new relationship, a new identity, a new power working on your behalf. So when the enemy comes knocking at your door, you can tell him, oh, I'm the one that has the dunamis power. And he will run screaming because he recognizes it. He knows it all too well. But not until we step into this power will we terrify the devil like we should. He loves that we step around and we sit around and we allow the enemy to come and beat us up. When we are children of the Most High God, when we are daughters who are best friends with God himself, and we don't step into that dunamis power, but when, girls, you begin to take on your dunamis power in your every single day walk, what happens? God begins to show up supernaturally. Things begin to break. Strongholds, curses, diseases, brokenness, racism, hate, malice. Unity can be released. Love can be covering. Grace can be given. Mercy can be showing up on the scene. And that is where God begins to work. It's through dunamis power. But we have to understand what we carry as his best friends. He gives us this dunamis power. I love the dunamis in Jesus resulted in dramatic transformations. I want some dramatic transformations in our world. Our world is a mess right now, but we are the ones that have the ability to bring a dramatic transformation to the people, one-on-one, individually. Keep going. You are a full-time minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this is what it'll look like. This is the norm for a spirit-filled and spirit-led church. We are spirit-filled, and we are spirit-led. And when we step into our dunamis power, it's a benefit of a friendship with God. Number two, the benefit of a friendship with God is love. You say, oh, that's just such a practical, you know, answer. But really, when I turn on the news, I don't see a whole lot of love happening. I think people call things love, but I would actually challenge them and say it's called lust. You confuse love for lust. You confuse love for your desires. But see, love is more than that. It's self-sacrifice for the betterment of someone else. And Jesus was a beautiful picture of love when he went to that cross and he took on our sin and shame and he became that spotless lamb. And we no longer in the Old Testament had to take our lambs. Me and Mom were talking about this one day. And think about it. They had probably raised their lambs. They loved them because they had to make sure it was the perfect lamb in order to sacrifice it in the tabernacle. And so they would take care of it. Think about it. They probably named it and they loved it and they fed it and they groomed it and they took care of it because it had to be perfect in order to sacrifice it for their sins back in the old times, in the Old Testament. And then they sacrificed and they walked out with blood all over them. And that would be a rare and scary scene for us today, right? But now we don't have to do that every time we mess up. Because Jesus went to that cross, the New Testament, and he became the spotless lamb. Your best friend became the spotless lamb for you and for me. He became broken, and he loves you so much. That's a love that no one will ever be able to give you. Only Jesus, because it only comes from him. He is love. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, it says, love suffers long. We don't like that, but it's true. And is kind. Oh, we better work on that one, right? Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely, does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity. Iniquity, I'm going to talk about this next week, but iniquity is a pattern of sin, a life pattern of sin. But it rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. I love that. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love never fails. Love never fails. I would like us to think about this. The Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to walk out love. I can't do this on my own. Pastor Jess is not this good. If you know me, I'm not. Right? Like, people bug me. I get irritated just as much as you do. I'm human as much as everybody else. And so it's when I walk away from a situation and your heart sears you and you go, ooh, I didn't handle that right. But because I love someone and because the Holy Spirit is open to minister to me and say, hey, you need to go make that right with them, then I can go and call the person, hey, you know, I'm so sorry. I think I was too harsh when I was talking about that, or when I said that, I could tell it seared your heart. Please forgive me. I was wrong. That's love. When someone comes at you and they're broken, love sees past the brokenness in the words, and love chooses to forgive before they even say something wrong. You see, that's the Holy Spirit working on your behalf. When we allow him to be our best friend, we can see into realms that you would not normally see into. And love sees past pain. Love sees past hurt. Love sees past offense. Love sees past all these things. And the Holy Spirit is here on a daily basis to be our best friend, to teach us how to love in bigger and deeper ways, to teach us how to get past ourselves so that we can put love into others, so that it's not about us, but it's all about him and showing the love of Jesus to him. And when they don't deserve it, guess what? We didn't deserve it either. And when we choose to love in a humongous way, I believe that our best friend is pleased. Maybe we as Christians never walk out love the way that heaven does because we don't know the Holy Spirit close enough. And we haven't really made him our friend. We have to open our hearts to him today. He is longing for this friendship. Number three, the benefit of having a best friend as the Holy Spirit, that there's fruit produced in your life. I like a life that has something moving in it, something coming out of it, something producing. In fact, I think this is why this season has really killed me, because I'm a go-getter, and I'm like, I can't stand sitting in my home. Like, I cannot clean my house anymore, and I cannot do the things. I'm sick of cooking. I'm done, and there are just certain things that I'm like, oh, if I never see it again, and because I'm hyper. Okay, now some of you may not be like me. You might be really enjoying this season and just loving hanging out at home. And you know, it wouldn't matter how nice or bad my house was. I would be like, get me out of the house. It's just who I am. It's my personality. And so I believe that I like to see when there's progress with something. I'm a person that loves a good process. And when I can see how it's going to break down, I'm like, ooh, I'm on that train. I can do that. Because there's goals, and we have the next step, and we're going the next. But then I married my husband, Dan Roth. And he was like, Mr. Fly by the seat of your pants. Let's just hop in the car and go with three children to the beach. Well, nobody has bathing suits. Nobody has boards. Nobody has sand toys. Oh, who cares? Just get in the car. Okay. That's going to drive me nuts all day long. Like, and we had to learn how to be married. We had to learn how to plan our finances out and how to work out our vacations. We have been working on a vacation because we had to redo vacations over and over and over again. We can work on a vacation. We're trying to just go up and see my nephew, right? My new baby nephew. We should just be able to drive and go see him. Well, nope, not with Dan. We're going to like do a million other things, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, then what do I need for that? And like, so it's just fun, because in that process, what it does is it makes me die to myself. And guess what happens from it? Fruit. Because when we allow God to come into our world and take us on a new process and interrupt our day and change our plans, but when the Holy Spirit's on the scene, no matter what way it happens, you're gonna see fruit come from it, because he only produces good. Isn't that awesome? I want a best friend that only benefits me in a good way. What? Is that even possible in humanity? No way, it's not. I'm telling you right now, we as humans, we'll mess each other up. That's why God tells us to love and forgive. But the Holy Spirit will be a producer of fruit. Let's read about this. The Holy Spirit in our lives produces fruit. We can do life with him. Gifts like these come with signs. You want some signs of fruit? You will see signs, miracles, and wonders. You know, the other night we had a healing prayer meeting on Sunday night. And we asked for people, like, if they needed their ears to be open. I just heard the Holy Spirit say this to me. You need to pray for ears to be open. And one of our security guards, who's so faithful here, he came and he's like, Pastor Jess, I have to tell you, my ears have been plugged for so long. And they didn't know what it was. And when you prayed, just it opened up, and I could hear the lady behind me sneeze, and I was all, ooh, coronavirus, and I'm so kidding, and he was just like, I couldn't believe how loud she sneezed, because I would have never heard that, ever, and he goes, I can hear so well, I almost want to be like covering my ear, because it's too loud for me now, and I just thought, thank you, Holy Spirit, when you are right alongside of God, he sat down with me, he told me what to pray for, and then that was the product of it. That was good fruit. He got to hear. See, God wants good things for us. When you come to church, when you plug in and you meet friends that are godly, guess what happens? They build you up. God puts people in your lives that are divine connections, that build up your spirit, man, so that when the world comes and hits you hard, like we have been, that the Holy Spirit is right there beside you going, you can still produce fruit in really hard seasons. You can still be a producer of good in these very hard places. What does that look like? Well, I'm telling you, it may not look like what you think it should look like. But when God produces fruit, when he produces something good in your life, it expands. And sometimes we always think of God expanding us this way. But what if I were to tell you God was expanding us this way? And that our reach was going farther. And that our tent pegs would need to be bigger. And we need to pull out the boundaries further because God is going to fill that up with something new in a new way. And that God wants to produce good fruit in your kids' hearts. Good fruit in their minds. Good fruit in who you are and how you think. And God is reteaching us as Christians and plugging us in. You see, he wants what's good for us. Not just all the things are our benefits because of our friendship with God, but God wants us to just be in perfect relationship with him. And in that perfect relationship, not because we're perfect, but because he's perfect, there's good fruit that is always produced from it. He, the Holy Spirit, wants to be a part of our every single day. Sometimes I wonder how many of us forget about him during the day. You know, do we wake up in the morning and say, hello, good morning, God. I just love you, Holy Spirit. Have your way with me today. He wants to be in our everyday. And when he becomes our best friend, we find out that he talks. Did you know he talks to you? He talks really a lot. And what pleases him, and we find out what grieves him too. We're going to talk about grieving the Holy Spirit next week. You know that your joys and your sad moments, you know, I think about in a friendship. You know when you're in a relationship and you're in a conversation and you say something and their face changes? And you're like, ooh, that didn't go good. Like, I must have offended them. But they're not going to tell you, but you already know. Because you just know the person, right? Or maybe they're talking and they're like, no, I'm totally good. And you're like, you are not good. I know you're not good because I know you. And that is a true friendship, right? Those are intimate relationships. Well, the Holy Spirit wants to be that close with us. That he knows every part of you, that he wants to be that intimate with you, and you, he wants you to be that close with him. Why? Because when we follow God closely and when he's our best friend, we can feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit and we can change our path and our pattern. We can feel the grieving of the Holy Spirit and we can go, ooh, I need to change. I need to get myself off of whatever lane I'm in and move into another lane. You see, when we know him, he leads us. How do I make him my best friend then? If he's the Holy Spirit and he is my God, how do I become his best friend? I have two simple things for you. Just two simple things, right? And so many times I hear this, oh, you just always tell us to pray, Pastor Jess. Yep, because prayer is where the power is. Prayer is where the power is. We have to, number one, talk to him and allow him to talk to us. Sometimes your day is way too busy and you can't hear God. You turn on movies, you have kids. I don't know about you, I have kids. Somebody's always telling me some story or something's going on. I always have a text message coming through, an email. Something's happening in the office. Something's happening with family, especially right now in the season that we are in. It's nuts. And there was one day that I was like, I need to put my phone away. And I don't care if someone dies. Like, I need to put my phone away because I haven't heard from God in a long time. And it's because I was longing to just hear from him. To just be with him, to have a relationship with him. Oh, how the Holy Spirit wants to talk to you. Did you know that? If you knew how he talks, then you can know how he listens as well. He's not just going to talk at you. He's going to sit and he's going to listen to you. Do you have many friends that will just do that for you? But God will. He speaks through his word. How do you hear God talk? Number one, he speaks through his word. He speaks through the Bible. This right here is his inspiration, and every single word was written by him. He used man to write it, but the Holy Spirit has produced it. He is speaking to you. Have you ever been in your word and you've gone into a scripture and you're like, that was for me. That word, that scripture was exactly what I was dealing with. Well, that was because the Holy Spirit knew how to talk to you in that moment. Isn't that a beautiful thing? that he wants to talk to us. He'll lead us to the word. He'll lead us to our Bible. So if you're not reading, you need to make a habit of getting into your word. Find a Bible reading plan. Find a path. And let me warn you, okay? The devotionals are great, but sometimes you do these long devotionals and it's someone's heart or opinion and they're good. But then you have like one scripture and it's like, okay, I would like you to reverse that. Get into your word, study the word for yourself, and write your own explanation of it afterwards. Because I say, oh, well, yeah, I do my devotional every day. Okay, but if your devotional is not challenging you to go further into the word, then you are actually not studying it for yourself. I can get up here and I can tell you whatever I want and you wouldn't even know. You better go home and check what I say. You better check these scriptures. You better not just trust that what we're saying in this pulpit is it, but you better go home. You better find out for yourself because the Holy Spirit wants to be your teacher. He wants to be your comforter. He wants to talk to you. He wants to be your best friend. And in being a best friend, you have to spend some time together. And what does he love doing? He loves talking about the word. He loves teaching you from his word. This is his lane. This is every answer that you will ever need for every problem that you are facing. Our world is full of injustice, but we serve a God who is just. We have a God who has every answer for every broken place and every thought process. I've been hearing opinions of men for the past 4 months, and I have to tell you right now, I'm shutting it down. Because it is too much, and it's someone's opinion, and it's someone's feeling, and I'm over it. Because guess what? I can't fix your hearts, but I know the God who can fix a heart. I know the God that can straighten out a thought that is wrong. I know a God that loves humanity and chases after them and died on the cross for all humanity, no matter who you are, no matter what color or culture or tribe you're from. We are the body of the kingdom of God. We are the church of the living God. And I'm here to tell you that God loves us all. And I heard my mom say this last night, God is not racist. Isn't that good to know that he loves us? And our church has been fighting this fight for 32 years. You just come to church here, you will see how it all always should be. Because we are blended and we love each other. It doesn't matter where we came from. All that matters is that who we're going and that we serve a God in heaven who loves us dramatically and is passionate about us. You see, my job is to preach the gospel. My job is to teach you who the Holy Spirit is so you could go home and begin to have conversations with him. Begin to find out, what does your word say about injustice? What does your word say about racism? Let me tell you, girls. I'm sorry I'm going on a little rampage, but this will probably be in every message from now on. Because it's a culture thing that we're doing. We can go out there and I can scream it all I want, but I can also teach you out of the word that God has been dealing with these issues since the beginning of time. That there's nothing new under the sun. And that God is a God of change. He's a God of miracle. He's a God of signs and wonders. And if we put him in our life like we've been talking about, you will begin to change. And when you change someone else. And that wears off on your children. It wears off on your family members. And all of a sudden, culture and generation after generation will serve a God and not fall into the ways of this world and the schemes of the devil and the lies of the enemy. But it will be a world that loves God and sees people the way God sees them. That is what God's heart is. He wants to speak to you through his word. 2 Timothy 3:15-17 in the Amplified. I love the Amplified. Pastor Sue told me this one time. It is the woman's version. It has extra words, but I think they're so beautiful when they speak them. And it says, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings, the Hebrew scriptures, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ, surrendering your entire self to him and having absolute confidence in his wisdom, his power, and his goodness. All scripture is God-breathed right there. God breathes scripture. It's given by divine inspiration, and it is profitable for instruction. That means that God is going to instruct us, and he's not going to lead us down the wrong path, but it's a profitable path for you. Isn't that good news? For training in righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will. Oh, wait, that could be a whole nother message in itself. You can live your way if you want. because I've done it and I've tried it and I've always failed every time I do. So when I handle things in the natural, I'm going to get natural results, is what this is saying. But if I conform to God's will and his way, I'm going to get the supernatural dunamis power type of results working in my life. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for that. I don't want to live things, and I don't want natural results. I want supernatural results. Both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage. It's going to take courage in this day and age to stand up for Christ. There's going to be more persecution that comes like you've never experienced before. But I'm here to tell you, that's why you're girding yourself up right now. So that when the world wants to silence you, tell you you're crazy, tell you you don't know what you're talking about, but you see supernaturally what's happening. And your spirit man might be irked by the things that's happening out in the world. But I'm here to tell you, don't be irked by the world. They're broken. This is what they do. But God says, would you step into who I am? And that you are behaving honorably and full of moral courage. I want some moral courage in these day and ages. I want moral courage to stand up for Christ. I want moral courage to say, no, I'm not going to step over that line because my God already paid that price, and that would be me going backwards. He already has the victory in these things, and I'm not going to go backwards and live in things of the past that he already conquered, that he already defeated in my life, that he already gave me victory over. I'm not going to go back and live in my sin. I'm going to step forward, and I'm going to go into the way and the righteousness of who Christ is. That's what this is. Your best friend wants to talk to you about these things. He wants to be with you in this thing. So the man of God may be complete and proficient, outfitted, and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Your best friend wants to talk to you so that you're thoroughly equipped. Your best friend wants to give you all the tools that you need to live out your every day. He has a voice and he speaks to people. Did you know that? I was talking to somebody just recently and they were like, well, he doesn't speak to me. You know, I always hear you say, God said to me, it's so annoying to me when you say that, because he doesn't speak to me. And I said, I actually don't agree with you. And they were like, why not? And I'm like, because I know you, and I've seen you do things that only God could have led you to do. I just don't think maybe you're recognizing the voice that is speaking to you. Because you actually have him living on the inside of you, and he is working through you. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sometimes we say, well, Jesus spoke to Moses. Absolutely, right? We can read the Old Testament. We're like, he showed up in, you know, that lion's den. He did his part back then. But he's not doing that now. But if the word tells us that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then that tells me that God is still speaking today, that God is still working today, that the miracles that he did back then, he is still wanting to do through you and I today. Isn't that good news? Don't you want your best friend to be talking to you so you can see the goodness of who he is? He talks to people just like he did back in the day to us now. John 10, I want us to study this out. John 10, 1 through 5. It says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over that wall of the sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Verse 3, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice. We are the sheep, girls. We are the sheep, and we recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Did you know that he knows your name? He knows your innermost thoughts. There's nothing you can hide from him. And he's going to call us out. And he's going to lead us because he loves us. But we have to recognize his voice when he's speaking. Verse 4. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them. And they follow him because they know his voice. There it is again. Verse 5. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Whew. I want to be listening for when he's speaking to me in my life. I believe he's speaking to you right now. I believe there's things he's trying to tell you about your family, about marriages, about our country, about the things he wants to do on this earth. I believe he wants us to pray these crazy prayers, but we have to be listening for what to pray. Pastor Henny talked about it this week, and was that an amazing word this week? Every Christian needs to listen to that word. And he was talking about praying a bold prayer, praying a courageous prayer. It was so good because I was like, I need to start praying some crazy, courageous, bold prayers. You see, the Holy Spirit wants to talk to us. This can oftentimes sound like your own thoughts, girls. It can sound like you. So sometimes you're like, I don't think that was God. I think that was me. But sometimes it sounds like you. Most of the time, it is not audible. Let me tell you about this one time. We were in an elevator. I had just had my second son. I was told by the Holy Spirit, don't get him shots. Now listen, I do not want any letters. Last time I told a story, somebody left the church over it and wrote me something nasty. This is not about you should or shouldn't. This was personal. This was about my son, and this was between me and God. And I literally was hearing him, don't give him shots, don't give him shots. Now, I had given all my other kids shots. So I was like, what is happening here? Why would I not give him shots? So I thought I was going crazy. I thought it was me. I went to the doctor, and the doctor says to me, hey, we don't have any shots today. That's weird. Why don't you go down to the third floor, and they'll give you the shots down there in the shot room. I said, okay. So I get in the elevator. I say to Dan, I don't know. I just feel like this isn't right. Are you feeling anything? He's like, no. I don't know. This is normal. And so I'm like, great, great. Okay, what am I supposed to do? And I was just like, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, don't do it. I go down to the shot room, and the lady, I'm waiting for like an hour. We finally get in, and they're like, we have no shots for your son. I'm like, seriously, this is really weird. She goes, come back tomorrow. I need you to come back tomorrow. I said, okay. We get in the elevator to go back to our car, and I heard the Holy Spirit so loud say, if you do this, you will regret it, and he will pay a price. I'm warning you. And I looked at Dan, and I was like, did you hear that? And he was like, no, what? And I'm like, oh! I mean, you can hear these audible voices, and that was one of my grow-up moments. I waited on the shots. I waited 5 years on those shots with that child, and even after I got the shot, he ended up getting like something along the lines of Tourette's. And then we had to pray healing for that through him. But he is good. He is healthy. God has restored him. He has healed him. He has brought full completion to him because I walked this out with the Holy Spirit. And he was my healer. You see, it's faith one way or it's faith another way. You just need to be open to listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling you. He cares about your children. He cares about you. I remember being woken up in the middle of the night one time. And my son had a fever. I ran in his room. And I'm praying over him. He can't move his head. And I said to the Lord, what do I do? He says, you pray right now against meningitis. And right then, I just broke meningitis off of him. I was like, in the name of Jesus. And his fever just broke. I mean, it just broke. All his fingernails fell off. Not kidding you. Still to this day, he has really thin fingernails because of it. And something broke that night. But I was so grateful that I heard the voice of God. Because I need God more than he needs me. He needs me to listen to him so that I can save my kids, so I can keep them alive. Girls, our relationship is so important to be talking to God. And if you're wondering, is that me or not? You know what? You'd be better off trying it out and just going and being obedient in it, even if it is God or you. But if it's you going and helping someone or praying something, go for it. You can't lose. And the more you do it, the more you're going to start to understand that was the Holy Spirit. That was not me. He sounds like me. He's gracious, but he's not me. And that was obviously a direction I needed to go in. So just begin to have that intimate relationship with God. When you first build a relationship with someone and they call you on the phone, you don't know who they are, right? You can answer the phone and you're like, hello? Oh, hey, this is so-and-so. Oh, hi. But then when your best friend calls you, your husband calls you, they don't even have to say anything, right? You just hear their voice and you know. They don't even have to tell you what they want for lunch because you probably already know. Because you have an intimate relationship. The Holy Spirit will eventually get that way with you. He will eventually, you will begin to know him and understand him and recognize him and discern between your thoughts and his thoughts. This comes with this relationship. Time together helps. This is something that will become easier after you do this. It's crazy to think that a member of the Trinity, God himself, wants to be our best friend. Wow. Let that sink in for a second. You have been chosen to be best friends with God. That's kind of big, right? It's kind of big. That means he loves you. I have a poem for you. It says, I hear a whisper. Never doubt my conquering love. Many times you have asked, why does this take so long? I tell you today, believe in my wisdom and look to me. Trust in my conquering love. My power and grace will rise up within you. And what seems impossible will be lifted from you. Your limitations are invitations for my power to deliver. I will never fail or disappoint you. My promises are rainbows of hope that cover your life with declarations of truth that are greater than heartache. Your tears are liquid words that I understand and long to wipe from your eyes. Never doubt my conquering love for you. The beam of my love is upon you, and that my light guides you. It warms you, it nourishes you, and it strengthens you. Turn your heart to the light. I will pull the weeds from your garden and that hinder your fruit. When you turn to me, I will accomplish what all your striving has not. I will change you from the inside out. I am patient and I am kind. I am there is so much more compassion in my heart towards you than you have realized. You are not a disappointment to me, but a delight. Trust in my conquering love. He wants to partner with you today. You don't have to do life alone. When God speaks to Moses as a friend, he speaks to us nowadays as a friend. Isn't that a good news? Good news. Number two, how do you make him your best friend? You got to be with him every day. He wants to be with you. In order to have a relationship with someone, you have to spend time with them. You have to make time for them. So many times our schedules can get busy. Can I tell you something? All you have to say is, I'm sorry, I have an appointment. I can't do that on that day. And sometimes people are like, well, what are you doing? Well, I have an appointment. Well, what are you doing? Well, you don't need to know, but I'm spending time with Jesus. Like, this is just as important as if you needed me to do something for you. You see, maybe you need to start doing that in your daily. Like, okay, from this time, I have an appointment. I have, like you would going to the dentist. I have to go to the dentist today. I'm not looking forward to it. But you know what? Your appointment with God is something you look forward to. Something that you know you're going to reap fruit out of. Something that you know you're going to feel the love of God and comfort of the Holy Spirit in. So make some time for him in your everyday. Sometimes we wonder, the Holy Spirit was speaking this to me, and he said, sometimes, Jess, you're making plans, because I'm a planner, and sometimes you make your plans and you ask me to bless them. And I was like, well, yeah. And he's like, but what if you asked me to make your plans for you? What if you woke up and you said, what's the plan today, Holy Spirit? And I was like, ooh, that would probably be a really different day. And he's like, yes, but it would be a day that is supernaturally led. And do you want to have a supernaturally led day? Absolutely. So I woke up this morning, I looked at my calendar, and I said, do you still want me to go to this dentist appointment, Holy Spirit? And he said, yes. But bring him into your world. Bring him into your plans. Bring him into your everyday. Bring him into what it is that you need. You know, when I go to the grocery store, I know this is cheesy, but I ask for a good parking spot every time. When I go shopping for my kids and I need deals, I ask the Holy Spirit, can I have some good deals today? I'm about to go shopping for the kids and they're expensive. So I need you to give me some good deals. And I always find good deals because I bring him in to what it is that is happening. What, maybe you're planning a vacation and you go, I don't know what to do. Ask the Holy Spirit. He'll know what you should do because there might be divine appointments along that way. I remember one time we went on this vacation and one of the people at the hotel just struck up a conversation with Dan and they have been friends ever since. They literally email each other all the time. They can call each other all the time. He lives in another state and everything. And I was like, that was a divine appointment. We were there for that man because he was going through a broken divorce. And he just needed someone to be there to encourage him. You are on assignment. You never know what your days are full of because you got to bring the Holy Spirit into them. And you take your friends along with you where you go, right? Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Woo! I love that. John 14:6-21, and as I ask the Father, he will give you an advocate who will never leave you. Your best friend doesn't leave you, guys. He is the Holy Spirit who leads you into truth. That means when you don't hear something that is true, you could turn on the news. You don't know if it's fake news or not, right? Can I get away? I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to believe anymore. I'm hearing so many different statistics and I'm like, my brain is mush and I don't know what's real. But you know what I do know what's real is when I get into this. When I get into the Word, I know that that's truth. And I know that I can rely on that. And that's consistent, never changing, and steady and steadfast. You see, He will bring you truth. I love that. The Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth, the world cannot receive Him because He isn't looking to Him. And He doesn't recognize Him. The world does not know the Holy Spirit, but you do. But you know Him because He lives with you and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. He has given us the Holy Spirit. Jesus said He had to leave this earth because there was one coming that we needed. And He left us the Holy Spirit. Isn't that quite a thought? That Jesus was like, I've got to leave for the Holy Spirit to come and do His perfect work in these later days. He knew we would need the Holy Spirit daily. Wow. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me since I live and you also will live. When I am raised to life again, which we have read in the Word, you will know that I am your Father and that you are me and I am with you. And those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Ooh, the Holy Spirit loves you today. He wants to be your best friend. He wants you to come and do every day with Him. He wants to talk to you. He wants to see fruit in your life. He wants you to live out life in love. He wants you to have grace and mercy flowing through you and out you and around you. He wants every person that you touch to be changed through Him and who He is. Today, if you got something from God, let's give Him a praise.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.